This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tomlin's approach didn't shift. He enabled the player until he felt like he couldn't put up with the player anymore. Then he just dumped the player on another team. And to the Steelers' credit, they didn't get peanuts for him. They didn't get a song. They got something useful, I think, a pick. Now, Donnie has quibbled with the fact that they got it after the draft and not before or during the draft, which gets me to our grade the pick session of the show. Or grade the trade, 412-928-9370. If you want to chime in and if you want to comment on another Pirates loss, either watched or listened to that and you want to react to what's going on with that team, please do. 412-928-9370. I grade the trade an A+. I think it's going to go down as one of the greatest trades in Steelers history. I think it might be the trade where we start to see the worm turn here and the Steelers break their spell of mediocrity. I could see that pick being used as currency to either move to get a quarterback or you find a quarterback and that pick is used to take a player or trade up for a player who helps the new quarterback. You've got 12 picks in theory for the 2026 draft with the way the comp pick math works from the guys you lost in free agency, including all the money that the Titans signed Dan Moore to, for example. You're not going to pick 12 players. You're going to probably pick
eight
tops, maybe nine tops. So you're going to trade a few picks here. And with the draft in Pittsburgh, they're absolutely angling to make a big splash at the biggest position unless Mason Rudolph or Will Howard get in the lineup and shock us this year. So I think they're trying to have it both ways, which is hard to do. But I think they're trying to remain competitive this year while also having the treasure trove of picks to do what they want long-term at quarterback when the draft is here next year. And the way to do that is to get picks, and I also am of the opinion that George Pickens was not going to turn over a new leaf this year and be a different guy and be on his best behavior, and all the shenanigans and incidents with him would just miraculously, magically go away, and we were going to watch a guy just keep his head down and play and look driven and look focused and look motivated.
Who actually thought that would happen?
Well, Kabbali said things like that, like motivated by money. I think Pomp kind of alluded to that today. You'll do the sports call with him later tonight.
I'm just going to ask him if he genuinely in his heart believed that. I'm going to ask him, because nobody that had observed George Pickens
through
his first three
seasons thought that. Well, I said that. When we were sitting here on Friday after the first round, and there was all the reporting about a possible Pickens trade, and I said that exact thing to you, and you agreed. Who are these people that actually are naive and gullible enough to think that you're going to get good George this year? You might get good George for a game or a couple games in a row, but it doesn't take much for the guy to pout, to become sullen, to even lash out, and all of those things might occur in the same game.
And no amount of like consecutive good games or he gets the ball a lot and produces a lot builds you up any kind of... not tolerance, but like builds up any kind of shield against that. He could have five great games in a row, have one bad one, one stinky half, and think he's not getting
the ball,
be mad.
Think about what Aditi said. This is somebody who obviously covered all of Antonio Brown's games with the Steelers. She said being on the sidelines, she's never seen so much attention and so much time being spent to coddle a player, to potentially avoid a distraction or
to keep the guy's
minimize
head in the
a
game.
Distraction. Yes.
To keep the guy focused on the task at hand here, man. I mean, that's the crazy part to me, is that they were using so many of these resources to try to keep George Pickens happy. It was just like such a story game in and game out for them. I would give it an A. Ultimately, you have kind of brought me around a little bit to the idea,
the power of my rhetoric,
trading him now where the pick can then be used for next year might end up being like a happy accident. If they were trying to deal him during the draft and they couldn't, that this might work better. I obviously have to stay very true to this take, which is the idea that the Steelers should be bad next year and they should be trying to have a 5-12, 6-11 season and be close to the top of the draft so they have access to one of the best quarterbacks, or they have the capital to move up and take the exact player at that position that they want. And I knew, you know, we said who out there actually believed that this was going to work. Neither of us did. I knew it was going to go bad if they didn't get rid of him. They got rid of him. To me, that makes it a good deal. And so I cannot give it, in any kind of conscience, a grade lower than an A.
Professor Donnie, we'll hear Judge Donnie in about 25 minutes in Judge Donnie's court today. Who deserves to get fired first? Derek Shelton versus Ben Cherington. But the good professor's red pen on this George Pickens trade is?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to go with a C plus on this. I mean, we discussed early in the show, the first segment of the show, that I was not as high on this as you guys were, and by no means do I look at George Pickens as player that you can win a Super Bowl with, because he absolutely is toxic and cancerous to a locker room. The timing for this one, I think, hurts the grade, because yes, I do think it would have been better if they took care of this either before or during the draft, even if that meant maybe they don't get back the pick or the round of the pick that they have wanted, because they did not address the position at all 2 weeks ago when it would have made a lot of sense to do so. There was a pretty good receiver that fell to them in the fourth round, too, that they didn't take. They also don't get the pass for me, because I can't put full trust into their plan. If their plan would be, hey, let's suck next year, let's actually have a season like 2003, which was vital to our last two decades of operation, then I would be on board, very on board. But we know that's not going to happen. This is a team that traded for DK Metcalf, paid him big money. They are courting Aaron Rodgers at every single turn and just waiting for him to hop on anytime he wants to. I guess the moving train isn't too fast for him, by the way.
No, the train, he has to slow down for the moving train.
So
did you not know that?
They are waiting on a 41-year-old quarterback. They don't want to tank. They actually think they have a shot at this thing, and they subtracted a weapon from their offense who, yes, is toxic. He's a headache. I apologize if I don't trust their plan at the exact moment.
To play devil's advocate, though, doesn't now the extra picks make it easier, if they are a middle-of-the-pack team again, to move up to the place to get a quarterback than before?
Yeah, I mean, but that's always the case. If you have more picks, it's going to be easier to move up. I mean, they also had, what, they had like 12 comp picks that they were like going crazy about. Like, people can't tell you enough about the comp picks that they have.
Well, right, but I'm saying you take those picks and you use them to move up from, and it's easier than...
Yeah, I mean, they're also not going to be able to use the pick that they got here. I mean, maybe they could use one of them, but to move up in the first round of a draft, you're going to be asked to use a first and probably a second, not what you got in this trade.
Probably.
What did it cost the Jags to go up three spots to go to two for Hunter?
A lot.
Their first this year, their first next year, and then how much other stuff? I don't count the first this year, obviously. It's just a swap.
It was more minor stuff.
Like maybe a third was involved?
And something went back to Jacksonville from Cleveland in that deal,
so really
too.
It was a first and a third for them to move up three spots for not even a quarterback.
Donnie, would have just made you feel better if they had picked a wide receiver earlier in this past draft? Like, let's say they get a third today, but they had used a pick to fill that wide receiver hole left by Pickens in the draft. If they take Savion Williams from TCU, who went to Green Bay four picks after Caleb Johnson instead of taking a running back there, would you feel better about this trade?
Yeah, Swiss Army knife type guy that's, what, 6'5"?
Yes. I don't know if he's 6'5", but
he's like 6'4" version of Debo.
He is Swiss Army knife for sure.
I would feel better about the trade because now they're going to try and convince us that, hey, don't worry, we got another has-been on the roster. We have Robert Woods with us. He's the next version of Van Jefferson. He's the next version of Allen Robinson. And, hey, you know, Calvin Austin, yeah, he had a nice season last year, but it's hard to count on him to be like a team's number two target. And then they're going to try to tell us that Roman Wilson's going to take a big jump, a guy that is clearly already in their doghouse.
Gator326 on YouTube, Donnie, says this: I totally agree with Donnie. These guys have a plan just like General Custer.
How'd that go for Custer?
He made a last stand, but it didn't go well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners: which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint: it's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence, it's a commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.